Crossing, a Stargate Atlantis fic, written by Solar Cat, read by Sly Hofstetter. The pairing is Parrish Lorne, rating is PG-13. Warnings, possible spoilers for Miller's Crossing. David is waiting for him when he returns to his quarters after debriefing. Not obviously. They're more careful than that. Out of necessity. He's ostensibly checking the health of one of the ornamental trees that dot the hallway. But Evan knows better. "Hey," he says, though David has already noticed his presence. He opens the door with a thought, and after a quick check of the deserted hallway, ushers his botanist inside. It's nice to see him. There hadn't been much time to be together over the previous few days, as Evan had been left in charge of the military contingent on Atlantis during Shepard's absence. The door slides shut with an electronic click, locked, and before the sound is gone from the air, he's got David in his arms. The height difference could be awkward, but they know each other's bodies too well for that. He takes a deep breath, inhaling David's scent, earth, and green things and a hint of spice, as if touch alone isn't enough to confirm that he's really there. "Evan?" It takes a moment, but David's quick, and the rumors have been spreading like wildfire. "Oh my God, did he really?" He can't finish the sentence, the words choked off. Evan flashes back to Shepard's haggard appearance, the redness of his eyes, and the dark circles below them. The tense line of his shoulders, the stubble he hadn't bothered to shave. "I think so," he says quietly. The first he's commented on the whispers that have been circulating in Atlantis's halls. It feels almost seditious to say it, and he doesn't want to think about it anymore. David's hands are on him, big and warm, and he lets himself be held. They lay together afterward, naked, sweaty limbs tangled together indulgently on regulation sheets. The silence is comfortable, but there's something hanging in the air until David finally lets it out. "Would you..." He starts, then stops just as suddenly, unsure, as if he doesn't know whether or not he's allowed to ask, and maybe he really doesn't. "How long do you have to be together before you can ask something like that?" Evan stares at the ceiling for a long time, his fingers trailing thoughtlessly over the muscles of David's arm, firmer now than they were when he first met the scientist, and he feels a bit of pride about that. "Yes," he breathes after a long time, and even lying so close, David can barely hear him. "I would." His voice is stronger, more certain, but he holds David tightly, and trembles. Thank you. the end.